And when the last promise would come to blacken your faces, and so that they enter in the mosque, as they have entered into it the first time, and to destroy anything upon which they lay their hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. But if you do the same, we are going to do the same as well. And we have made Jahannam a place for kuffar, for those who don't believe. These are the ayat of Surah Bani Israel. Though this is the story of Bani Israel, but in this story is reflected our story, the story of the Muslim Ummah. This is why we must try to understand what happened to Bani Israel. As the Prophet ﷺ has said, لَتَطَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You are going to follow the ways of the people before you. He was asked, who are the people before us? He said, الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّسَارَى, the Jews and the Christians. You will follow them to such an extent, شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ, hand to hand and arm to arm, and even to the extent, وَإِنْ دَخَلُوا جُهْرَ رَبِّنْ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ, even if they enter into the hole of a lizard, you are going to enter into the same hole. And then another hadith which says, لَا يَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي مَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. All those things which happened to Bani Israel is going to happen to my ummah as well. So, as I said, that we should try to find out what happened to Bani Israel and what is happening to us. For that, we have to start from ayah number 4. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ غُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. We have decreed for Bani Israel that they are going to spoil in the land, corrupt in the land twice. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ غُلُوًا كَبِيرًا, and they will come to a height, to a zenith of their achievements twice. So we have to find out about these two corruptions of the land. We know that Banu Israel, who are Banu Israel? Israel is the name of Yaqub alayhis salam. And Banu Israel are the 12 sons of Yaqub, Yusuf and his 11 brothers. And from them were the 12 tribes of Israelites. So they are known as Bani Israel. Yaqub alayhis salam is the son of Isaac, Ishaq. And Ishaq is the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhis salam. We know that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhis salam was born in Ur, in Babylonia, that part of Iraq, which is between the two rivers, Euphrates and Dijla, or Tigris. That part which was known as Babylonia, where Sayyidina Ibrahim was born, in the times of Nimrod. And later he was asked to establish the first house to be made for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kaaba in Makkah. And then he came back to Palestine and he stayed there until his death. Then comes Isaac, Ishaq. Ismail is his other son. Ismail, who was brought up in Makkah, and from the progeny of Ismail came only one prophet, and that is our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the progeny of Isaac, Ishaq, his son Yaqub. And from his son Yaqub, the 12 sons, and Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, from them continue the progeny of Yaqub or Israel, and so many prophets have come to them. We know the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, how he was taken into captivity into Egypt, and later his whole family came to Egypt. When they came from Palestine, from an area which is known as Canaan in Palestine, when they came from Canaan to Palestine, they were just 70 people. Just 70 people. And then they started living in Egypt. They lived there for 430 years. And then comes the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And as you know the story of Musa alayhi salam, that he has taken Bani Israel to Sinai Peninsula. And at that time, they were multiplied to a number of 600,000. From 70 to 600,000. In Sinai Peninsula, they were liberated from the captivity of Egypt, the slavery of the pharaohs. And that was a great favor which was shown to them. And then Musa alayhi salam said to them, come for jihad. And they want to capture Jericho.